Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, and in stereo on the net at 1400KTUC.net. It's Kansas. A little dust in the wind. Going to be a lot of dust in the wind next couple of days for us anyway. Some gusty winds this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. So tie it down if you don't want it to blow away. Enya before that, Caribbean Blue, and kicked off that set of three with Jimmy Durante and the Glory of Love. 931, I'm Jim Bednarik, and speaking of, dust in the wind, getting left in the dust in the wind. Lisa Gibbons voted off of Dancing with the Stars last night, and on the studio lines this morning to talk more about that, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker again. Good morning.
Hello, Jim.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good here today. Well, you called it. You said Lisa would be going.
Yes.
And you were right about that. But musicality is what we're talking this morning.
Yeah,
and we were talking about this, and some of the music draws they're getting aren't all that great, but let you expound on that.
Well, what the public, the people that probably don't dance or don't understand what these dances are, doesn't realize is that Paso Doble, for instance, is a dance that should be an expression of the matador and the bullfight. It's the extreme of the woman and the extreme of the man. And the music should have a Spanish flair, a Latin flair, a very passionate feel, have energy and power. You can't express a specific dance unless the music provides the motivation. The music is the dictation of the dance. It dictates the dance. How does Bon Jovi motivate anyone to do a Spanish bullfight?
Now, that's what Lisa got, right? A Bon Jovi song.
Yes.
And that just doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
I know.
You know, the unfairness of the music picks is something that I've noticed in the last few seasons. I hadn't seen it as bad this season, but this one was glaring.
I don't know how they pick the songs either, or who
I'm
makes that judgment, or how they wind up with who gets what song. But
I'm not quite sure. I don't know if they have a draw, but who puts those songs in the pot is what I have a question about.
Yeah, and poor Lisa. Well, she kind of
Lisa and John. Lisa
yeah.
And John
Ratzenberger
actually,
too.
The two that drew the worst Paso Doble music ended up in the bottom.
Yeah, and that has a lot to do with it.
A lot to do with it.
And
you're
of course,
judging apples and oranges. I can't judge them the same if they don't have expressive music that's similar, because they don't have any potential to pull it out of themselves.
Right, Joey. Now, Joey Fatone, of course, got great music.
He got the fantastic music. Now, granted, his dancing is far superior also, but he had the motivation to pull us in. And it was interesting, if you actually listen to the judges' comments, when they got to John Ratzenberger, who also had a very flat, awful piece of music for Paso Doble, Bruno said, "I just didn't see the Spanish flair."
Yeah, well.
And then you get to Joey, and he said, "Finally, I saw that Latin fire."
Yeah, really, because he had Latin music, so yeah.
But none of the judges had the... I think they had the insight, but they didn't use it or chose not to speak of the music.
Right. Now, yeah, because, you know, dancing is interpreting the music.
It is.
So there you go. So they really kind of got screwed over, so to speak, those two.
Yes, and also, you know, I looked back at my notes, and in the last several seasons, whoever draws Bon Jovi gets kicked off.
Oh, all right.
So we have a trend going with Bon Jovi songs.
Yeah, so if somebody else gets a Bon Jovi tune in the future, you know they're bye-bye. Okay,
absolutely.
What about the rest of the field? Heather Mills, still looking good?
Still looking good. I think it was a weaker night for everyone. You could see some fatigue in different people. Mm-hmm. Layla, for sure, weaker. She was shaky. She looked fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo, it was okay, but I didn't see the timing in his feet, the footwork. He also wasn't at his best. They did give him some good scores, but I didn't feel it was as good as some of his other things had been. And Ian, nice arm work, styling, good posture, good rise and fall, I thought. Clyde, you know, I really thought that Clyde's
waltz, thought he was going to go.
Well, I thought it was one of his better dances.
Did you?
I did, even though they tore him to pieces. When you're looking at a dancer and their ability, he's not a fabulous dancer, but that dance suited him much more than the rhythm-based dances where he had to move his hips and had trouble with that. I think he did try. I think he's such a quiet person that he comes across as being nonchalant and not caring.
Right.
But I do think he's trying. I think that he and John Ratzenberger need to watch out.
Yeah, because they're next on the list, I think.
They are.
By next week, one of the two, I do believe, is going to go. The eight remaining contenders, they'll be dancing either the samba or the rumba next week, and a couple of Latin dances there, right?
Yes, and we'll see what happens. You know, Billy Ray, I'm quite surprised he's hung in there as long as he has.
But he's trying.
He is trying. He really is putting the effort out. He had good improvement. I think the fact that he stepped up to the plate and improved himself so much has really impressed people. He had an odd style. That Paso Doble was strange. Their music as well wasn't great. But they did put theatrics into it. So I don't know. I will see with him whether, again, he can continue to step up.
All right. And you've got a little Latin dance workshop coming up, too.
Yeah. Speaking of the music moving you, we've got a workshop coming up that will teach you how to move to the salsa sound we have going on here in Tucson. And it's at El Parador Restaurant on the 22nd of this month on a Sunday from 4 to 8, beginning level. That means you don't have to know your left from your right. We'll help you figure it out. Come out to have a good time for singles and couples. There's a dinner included. We have a class, a dinner, and then another class. For information, they can go to jeanietucker.com. That's JeanieTucker.com. Or they can call me directly at 991-0133. We'd love to see everyone there.
Absolutely. Excellent. Okay, well, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
It's a home buyer's market.